What I had with the twins was never innocent. Even though by society standards, none of us were adults when we first started breaking the rules. We knew what we did was wrong, which only made it even more enticing. But we weren't thinking, and not thinking leads to mistakes. Despite knowing our actions were taboo, and despite having wallowed in heartache ever since, I don't think I will ever regret the things I learned about myself that summer. I blame myself. Maybe they blame me too. I don't know, because I never got a chance to talk to them after the fact. My parents were only fostering them, two teen boys among a house full of kids of varying ages and backgrounds, almost all disadvantaged in some fashion. But I was the only biological child in the mix, so it wasn't as if my parents would kick their own daughter out when they caught us. The twins were 17 and on the verge of aging out of the system. I was only slightly older. Legally, I was an adult and testing boundaries. My own, mostly. I could claim it was because my best friend Casey was a bad influence. But the truth was that learning a little bit about her dark secrets allowed me to open the box of my own taboo desires and explore them. That was the summer of discovery and self-condemnation. And I'm still not quite sure how to process everything that happened. Jude and Simon ran away before they got kicked out. My parents forbade me from taking the summer trip Casey and I had planned as newly minted adults. And I was stuck at home, encouraged to reflect on my mistakes while I waited for my first year of college to begin. But Casey had already pulled away by then, which was one of the catalysts for what happened with the twins. By the time I called to cancel our trip, she had more interesting things going on anyway. So she was too distracted for me to bother filling her in on why I couldn't go. After that, I did the only thing I could to move on. I boxed all those feelings back up and shoved them into a dark place, unsure whether I'd ever look at them again. 3 years later. The neighborhood where my parents live is one of those places that never changes. So when I drive home for the first summer in 3 years, I feel like I'm traveling back in time. The trees lining the street might be a little taller, but the houses look the same as I remember them. A slight pang hits me when I pass the cul-de-sac, where I used to spend so many days after school at my best friend's house. Impulsively, I turn down the street, though I don't know why. Casey hasn't lived there since that summer 3 years ago, when we lost touch. I heard her mom sold it and moved to another city not long after she divorced Casey's stepdad. He isn't her stepfather anymore. That was a change I had a hard time wrapping my head around. One of my many regrets from that summer is not really listening to Casey when she admitted she was in love. Really in love for the first time. With her stepfather, Max. I probably could have gotten over her having those feelings, but then she dropped all those other bombs. And I doubt I reacted in the way she'd hoped. I definitely didn't react the way a friend should have when she added that she was also in love with Max's best friend, Rick. The pair of them were closet doms, and she discovered she was a submissive, and was now their submissive. Honestly, the first two things weren't that hard to process. Max and Rick were the hottest men in the neighborhood. And I admit to doing my share of drooling over them at summer barbecues. What girl hasn't fantasized about having two delicious, muscular, tattooed hunks like them catering to her pleasure? It was the submissive part I couldn't understand. We always fancied ourselves feminists, making plans for school and careers with the hopes of being strong, self-actualized women. We didn't need boys. So how could Casey, a smart, beautiful, strong young woman, debase herself for the pleasure of not just one, but two men? I answered that question for myself about a month after we last spoke, but by then it was too late for me to apologize. She wouldn't take my calls, and so I left for college, never putting things right between us. We haven't spoken since.